6:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Senator Cory Gardner was among the supporters of President Trump who criticized Trump's tweet Thursday, suggesting a delay in November's election, where both Trump and Gardner are up for re-election. Gardner said Americans will vote on November 3rd, come hell or high water. It would take an act of Congress to legally change the date for federal elections. Gardner and the rest of the Senate left the Capitol yesterday without agreeing on federal unemployment benefits. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
After a day filled with political finger-pointing and theater, Republicans and Democrats left Washington no closer to agreement on how to extend the extra federal unemployment benefit that expires today, let alone another coronavirus relief package. A federal moratorium on evictions lapsed last week, and the popular Small Business Loan Program, PPP, expires next week. Usually, Congress responds to deadlines, but this round of negotiations has been especially difficult, as Senate Republicans haven't been able to unify around a comprehensive deal, and Democrats are wary of a piecemeal approach. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Colorado Rockies' home opener tonight won't be like any other. Here's CPR's Vic Vella.
There will be no music or block parties or people getting drunk and rowdy at 10 in the morning around Coors Field today, which is the usual opening day scene in Lodo. In fact, it's not even going to really feel like baseball is back. Due to COVID-19, no fans will be allowed at the games against the Padres this weekend or at any other game this season until further notice. The good news? The Rockies return to Denver looking pretty good so far. They're 4-1 to start the year atop the National League West. I'm Vic Vella, CPR News.
Rockies game time is just after 6 p.m. when temperatures start to cool off after another summer day. Denver will have highs close to 90 in the hottest part of the afternoon, and it should stay in the 80s through the weekend. This is CPR News.